So if you can find a way to embarrass the shyest person in the class, you should always try. And so you have to visualize this Starburst thing, candy, as a huge birthday cake. And then our dear dance teacher is having a birthday. So are you ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Asako. Happy birthday to you.
Let's just applaud. To blow out the there's like 16 candles on there. Okay. Mm. So it just doesn't fill me as well as the other cakes do. So there was an argument from the auto commentary that was based on the, on what was the wording of it? No. What's the only clue we got? There was a quotation from the auto commentary, and two guys tried to come and explain it. Kachi. Okay, somebody said. And by the way, that kachik is just some people, and it doesn't mean some people say it. It means some people get enlightened after they hear, they get to their own enlightenment after they hear dependent origination. Some don't, right? And then one guy came along and said that the point is that one guy said Master Chandrakirti is trying to defend himself against an argument where somebody talked about listeners and self-made Buddhas not getting to their enlightenment. Right? Which is this argument here. Then another guy came and made a different argument. No, he's just trying to give a response to people who said, well, some listeners and self-made Buddhas don't get enlightened just after they hear dependent origination, and they don't get enlightened there later either. Maybe in that same life, I assume. Right? Okay? So two guys have attempted to explain a totally unexplainable quotation from the auto commentary. Just put it that way. Okay? Now we get our version. You ready? One, two, three. Mi te de dir rangya tubwangle tumbala dhokpa chewe dela mikpukpe zelen ze. Okay. What's mitete? Do you know? Mite. Yeah, but that's not correct because, okay, the te is correct because Rangya? Self-made Buddhas. Tubwang. Lord of the able ones. Munishvara. Okay, Munishvara. Lord Ishvara of the Munas. So Munishvara. Okay. That's important in a few minutes, okay? So get that one in your head, Munishvara, okay? Tungpa? Tungkar Duchen? The big time of the Tung star. It's Dalai Lama's birthday. In Tibetan, you call it Tungkar Duchen. The big time, which means a holiday, of the birth star, Tungkar Duchen. Say Tungkar Duchen. So when is Tungkar Duchen? July 6th. Okay. Timbanle Timba. It's also George Bush's birthday. Oh, Manny from the Chair Kawa pointed that out to me yesterday. I'm like, okay. what's this last? There's a word here. Tsupa. Tsupa. That's Tsupa. Tsupa. Debate. I mean, you better know what debate is, right? Tsupa. How do you say he's debating? Tsupa tsugudu. Say tsupa tsugudu. He's tsupa-ing a tsupa. Okay, ready? Tsupa tsugudu. And ki do is he is, you see. And you can use it for they are, he is, she is, it are, it was. I mean, it's like, you know. Okay, say it one more time. What's he up to tonight? Say. He's debating. Okay. And it literally means arguing. Okay. So say, you know, what's that noise from the house next door? Oh, konyi tsubitsugiyori. Yeah, the man and his wife are tsubitsugiyori. Okay? That's a different debate. Okay. Okay, but that's incorrect. My Microsoft Word won't do any other font but Times Roman and only in 12 points. I think I reverted to my old one. I mean, can I... Can you get me a cheap new one or something? Or something? Or if that's better than the, I don't, you help me, okay? We'll figure it out. Let's see if it still, if it doesn't. Yeah, it just automatically goes to 12-point Roman.
Well, that's because that's the default.
No, but even when you change the default, it goes right back to Times New Roman.
Well, it's
this amazing thing. It's like, I think Microsoft built it in after a year. You know, then it's, oh, I better update. Yeah. No. Okay. It well, I'll blow it up after I type it, okay? But that's incorrect. Because this works, though. So, there you go.
So, Geshe-la, what does that have to do with caves?
Hang on one sec. In a sentence, how... Sorry? Say again.
When I tried to figure out what Pukpa meant, it said...
Oh, yeah. That's why dictionaries are to be approached with caution. That should be a rule, okay? Alistair, that should be a rule. I mean, really. Yeah, Pukpa does mean cave. Tapuk means a cave. And then Pukisamlo means ultimate thought or far, far... What do you call it? Like, our Pukicharshi at Diamond Mountain is to... is to get people to see emptiness directly. Our chelki charshi, our immediate goals are to build the temple, and you know. So puk means long term. Usually puk means long term. Here it means like I translate it here as like the re, what his what do I have to say. I didn't translate it here, did I? Target. I said target. Mikpuk means to hit the mikpa. Mikpa pukpa. Like, our mikpuk for the Diamond Mountain is to get people to see emptiness directly. You know, the target. Far range? I don't know. Long-term target. Now here, long-term doesn't make so much sense. It just means his target is to address the question that would come up in most people's minds. There's no reason for him to be addressing a question of why don't listeners aren't born from Buddhas. That's not the point. The point is that a person who's intelligent would be thinking, well, self-made Buddha, that means they don't have a teacher in this life, and so how could they be born from the Buddhas when the Buddhas teach them dependent origination in this life? You know, it doesn't make sense. You see, a real thinker should balk at the idea. So he must be addressing those guys, not just somebody who comes along and says, oh, I think it means that, or I think it refers to listeners and self-made, but that doesn't make any sense. That question doesn't come up. Nobody's wondering why you say listeners are born from Buddhas, right? A few people who understand what self-made Buddha means are wondering why you said self-made Buddhas are born from Buddhas, because they don't have any teacher in this current life. You see what I mean? Okay. So that obscure answer from the auto commentary must be talking about self-made Buddhas and not something else that yet you two guys thought it was. Okay, that's all. That's the most obscure thing we have in the first 100 pages.
Maybe before you
The number disagreement in the a self-made Buddha can take their, you might say, self-made Buddhas, or take his or not?
I don't like to, I use their to get out of the gender his, her, his or her. I just find his or her breaks the flow of things, so I use their. Doubleday asked me that too, and I told him the same thing. Okay. Seriously. Maybe it'll catch on, maybe it won't. Okay. Good luck hypertexting it. Okay. Sorry?
If his response was trying to?
No.
Say again? If, no. Yeah, I don't know. You can say it that way. I kind of prefer the old British. No, sorry. Okay, here. We forgot to read this. One. 2, 3, 교드바타기 쩌는데 텔라 믹폭베 쩌는 민베 갑든 민두베. Okay. Just for those of you whose Tibetan is pretty good, so 쩌는 means what? Lend to a tsupa. Yeah, response to, you know, a response in an argument. Okay, we just said his response. Because it would get cloying if you said debatical response. Or something. You know what I mean? It's not. We know it's a debate going on. If you say response in English, it means there's some exchange going on. But you should learn kapdun mindrup, okay? Those of you who are trying to really get good at Tibetan, kapdun mindrup. Kap means, do you know kap? Kap means occasion or circumstance or point or, okay? Kap dun means the point on this occasion. And kap dun min drup means there wouldn't be any point being made that was relevant to this occasion. Right? In this context, it would be irrelevant. Kap dun min drup, therefore, you can just translate as, it would be simply be irrelevant here. There's no reason for him to be giving a debate in a response to the idea that listeners and self-made Buddhas can't be born from Buddhas, because no one would ever make that question. He can't be giving it. It'd be irrelevant to give that answer, because no one would give that original assertion, you see, that he'd have to answer. Okay, so it's just, there's no point, okay, like that. All right? All right. I think he's killed that one pretty well. Beaten it to death, you say? And you know, to believe. Well, sometimes they do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, thanks, Subhuti. Why did he bring up these two, like, they're not very good arguments. I mean, they're not very, why would Jetsun Kapa, not only just one, he brought up two different sort of weak arguments about a wording in the root text, in the auto commentary. Why would he spend the time? Or why would Kedu Denpa Dargye spend the time? Somebody brought it up, and there's a protocol among the Galupas especially. You don't mention people by name. You don't say that Sakya so-and-so brought up this ridiculous point. That Master Chandrakirti is talking to this issue. You see what I mean? You don't do that. You say, you know, somebody might come up and say such and such. But of course that wouldn't be correct, you know? And if you had time, we could go search other texts and find out who made that, who interpreted it that way. You see what I mean? And then in the oral tradition, like Geshe Thupten Rinchen will tell you, oh, this is this other Sakya guy from the 14th century, and this is this other guy, this Nyingma guy from the 16th century, and, you know, or this is the Sarah Jay textbook, you know, or, you know, people who can't really debate and stuff like that. Okay. Just kidding. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Nian lang tu wang le chung na tu be wang bo de dang de kang le Tumbayishena. Just learn to pronounce Wangbo, okay? It's Wangbo. It's almost like a wa. Wa. Okay? I mean, Western say Wangbo. Wang. Right? But it's more of a Wangbo. Okay? It's not a W-A, really. It's sort of a wa. Wangbo. And it's a little force to it. Wang. Yeah, Wang. It's not Wang. Okay? It's Wang. And if you say it, then Tibetans are, oh, is Tibetan so good, you know? It's just Wang. You know? It's not like Wang. Okay. All right. This is Shena instead of Serna. So what do you think? Huh? Now, yeah, the point is here, someone's going to come up and ask a reasonable question. Just, this is somebody who wants to know something, which is what? Oops, it's not doing the... It won't do it. Okay. 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 How do you say?
You may just need to repair your install.
Okay, like reinstall it maybe? I'll try that. Is this though an older version like
yeah,
that?
There's
yeah, okay. yeah, it happened on both of them. But anyway, it's okay. But we'll do the kunga. Say kunga dunduk. Kunga dunduk. Yeah, migo. Kunga means everybody likes it. Dundup means Siddhartha. Gets things done. So what's Kunga Dundup? Mula. Yeah, okay. That's like Rinpoche, he'd always say Kunga Dundup. He didn't want, you know, it was like code word for people who, he'd say, oh, get the Kunga Dundup for this guy, you know, and then the guy won't run away before he gets the Kunga Dundup. Okay, here we go. So instead of saying, if you claim, or someone may come along and claim, we say, now you may wonder to yourself. You may think to yourself, okay, I admit it. You know, you killed this dog. What are you? You beat this dog to death. Okay, I believe you. Listeners and self-made Buddhas are born from the lords of evil. But we have to go back and fix that, by the way. I'm going to make a note. Born. I think I said a few times born from Buddha instead of from lords of the evil. I think I was just like in a rush. Okay. So, if it's true that they're born from the lords of the able, which is in Sanskrit is what? Muneshvara. Say Muneshvara. And even in modern Hindi and in ancient Sanskrit, and the way the Tibetans heard them, the vara is not vara. It's more like a wa. Wa. Like Muneshvara. You know, they'll say Ishvara. You know, Om Swati. Om Swa. They don't say swa, you know. It's more of a W. It's between a W and a V. Okay, so swa. So Muneshwara. Okay. So Muni or Muna, and then Ishwara. What's Muni mean? Well, they say able one. The Tibetans translated it as Tupa, meaning able one. This is called one of the old translations. There was an old translation period, and then there was a new translation period. Like Nirvana dates from the old translation period. Because it's so complicated, nyangene depa, to go beyond grief, you see. Like, there was an early translation period where they were very sort of creative, and then that got cut off, and then it got standardized into more of a drier, but more accurate. And so for somebody, sometime thought able would be nice. You know, I don't know why personally, because Muni means what? A silent one. And then it's even explained that way in the scriptures. You know, when they get to Tupa means a person who doesn't chacho. Chacho means what? Blah, 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 blah. Chacho, chacho. Okay, so even this explanation is correct from the old meaning, but the word is wrong. You see what I mean? So, anyway. Then Ishvara is like Wangbo here. Wang means power. Wangbo can mean your sense powers, indriyas. And then wang, tupe wangbo can mean like the Ishvara or the Indra of, meaning the king of all able ones, or the king of all silent ones. Okay, so here we go. So who are the able ones? What's an able one, and who are they born from? Okay, watch this. This is cool. It does a 12-point. Just kidding. Okay, here we go. No, we'll be in a minute. Okay. All right, here we go. This, by the way, the following is something I never heard of, and I kind of like it. Ready? By the way, you see that first word, how do you pronounce that? Cheer. Cheer. It's not the cheer. Cheer. Say the cheer. 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 Second one is aspirated. First one is not. Cheer. Cheer. This one is not cheer. It's cheer. Okay, got it? I'll say one, you tell me which. First column is cheer. Second column is cheer. Cheer. Cheer is first column, second column. Cheer. Cheer. Okay, that's second column. Cheer. 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 Okay, you go to Vinaya Master, Gyalon Kensen Rinpoche, to study Vinaya, or logic. I think it was logic. And he says, spear. Okay? Spear. And a Ladaki will say spear. And a Mongolian will say spear. You know? And, you know, a Kampa will say spear. You know, and just so you know, I mean, you might go crazy someday, like you're in Ladakh or something, and everybody says, Spitang. What's Spitang? It's Chirtang, which means, generally speaking. So they say, Spitang. You're like, huh? Spitang. You know, okay. So just be aware, I mean, depending on what part of Tibet you happen to fall into, you could be in trouble. Okay. If you went to Garchen Rinpoche's place, they'd be saying, Spitong. You know, like that. You know, okay. Jir, generally speaking, nyun drip means nyomongki dripa. What's that? Yeah, mental affliction obstacles that prevent you from reaching nirvana and not. We could debate that. Okay. Bangba is past tense of bonga, to get rid of something. Kangsak. Yeah, and if you mispronounce it, you get a pipe. Kangsak. Smoking pipe, okay. Tamche, Tupa, Muni or able one, okay. Yin. Yeah, they are. Shing just means end, okay. So translate that. Venerable Phil, you try. Just that one sentence.
Then you get rid of the afflictions.
Yeah.
Afflictions of people.
Good. All people. Yeah. All people who pangba,
who abandon nyindrips, afflictions are able to.
Tupas. Great. Wow. Okay. Cheer. Spitang. Spitang. Generally speaking, he's covering his. There's probably an exception somewhere, right? So he's like, generally speaking. That's how you can get out of any debate in the world. You just start with sore, general, you know, mainly, or chitang. But if there's no exceptions, you'll get in trouble too. Right? Then they'll say, oh, give me the exception. Why'd you say speak? Okay. Anyway, hearing. And then, well, we'll talk about him. Okay.
Is he saying generally arhats or able ones?
Yeah. Yeah. You could say that. Can you abandon your mental affliction obstacles and not be an arhat? Yes, you could say that. Are all? Yeah, I think you could say that. Okay. But are all arhats just able ones?
No.
Here we go. That comes up next. But that's not. I never understood that. I never heard of that. Okay. I never heard of this thing right here. Okay. Why didn't I say all persons? We just don't say that in normal English. We don't say all persons who would like cake, please come to the kitchen. We just say anyone who wants some cake, come to the kitchen. See what I mean? But if you're an immature translator, you would say all persons who want cake, should come to the... You see what I mean? Because the Tibetan has a tamche, I must translate the tamche, you know? All right. Just cast it as normal English. Excuse me? Because we already have person, and I wanted to bring out the Kangsang. He could have said Kang, which means anyone. But he said Kangsak Kang, you know, any person. So I... And that has a lot of kind of a lot of implications. One, two, three. Jom den de de kong na me be chu ki wang chu pun sum so pa nga wa dang nian wang nam ki chu ki gyal si la de ke nga wa ze pe. Okay. Puntum Topa, short form. Puntop. It means perfect, excellent, all inclusive, sort of, you know. What's the Sanskrit? Atisha. Okay, kind of cool. And then the Tibetans just never translated it. They just like the name Atisha. So in Tibetan they use Atisha, but it means Puntok. Okay. Ngawa. Okay. That's a prenate, that's a high tone, because it has a fourth column on it. Fourth column prefix letter. Okay. Ngawa. Say Ngawa. Well, actually any prefix letter on a fourth column. Ngawa. Okay. That's okay. You all know that. Okay. I'll tell you the point he's going to make, and then I need help. Where's my helper? Lori's not here. I don't know if we can do this. Okay, we'll try. We'll muddle along. The point is he's going to say the conquerors, meaning fully enlightened Buddhas, they have Chiki Wang Chu Puntum Tsopa. They are consummate Puntum Tsopa. Chiki Wangchu, lords of the Dharma. Okay, like they are the kings of the Dharma. They, and Ngawa means they possess that royalty. Or how do you say it? No, that they possess the kingdom. You know, how do you say that? Sovereignty is really close. They are sovereigns of the Dharma. Okay? They are sovereigns of the Dharma. Got to remember that. And Nyenrangs, okay, listeners and self-made Buddhists, they can administer the kingdom, but only through the ka of the Chomden Des. Yeah, or through the... Ka can mean command. Don't forget it can mean command. So through the authority of the king. But there's a joke here. There's a pun. Why? Ka also means... What's kangyur? What's the ka in kangyur? The word of an enlightened being. Teachings of an enlightened being. Such as... teachings on profound dependent origination. Ring a bell? Yeah, so if the king gives the ka, then they get some power over the kingdom. You see, if the king says you have authority... You know, like Stump is gone. He says, you know, he writes an email to somebody. You can be dean for next week. You see, so are they dean? Only by the ka of the dean. You see, I mean, they're like, what do you call it? What do you call it when somebody's dean but not forever? They're dean for the time being because no, there's a word, acting dean. You're acting dean. Okay, like the dean can give that ka. And then they are acting dean until the dean gets back. You see what I mean? But here, who's the real boss? Who's the sovereign? Is Lord Buddha, the conquerors. But if they give their ka, then these other guys can be acting kings, acting munis. Okay? But the ka is what? Yeah, it's that teaching on dependent origination that makes them arhats. You see what I mean? It's a pun. Get it? So it's like if the king gives his command, meaning his Dharma teaching, then they will be able to rule their little place, which is what? Lower Nirvana. You see what I mean? It's sort of it's a whole pun going on here. Yeah. Turning around the word ka, which either means a king's command or the word or the teaching of a Buddha, the Dharma teaching of a Buddha. You see, so...
Which in this case would be dependent on origination, because we're talking about self-made
Buddhas. Yeah, kind of yeah. What he's been calling profound dependent origination. So, let's try to word it. I don't know.
Absolute sovereign, because sovereign.
Okay. I don't know how to spell it.
Absolute.
I'm gonna say conquerors.
You don't need to say absolute. Sovereign is supreme.
Well, he said Punsum Tsokpa, so maybe we'll use it for Punsum Tsokpa. Our absolute conquerors are absolute sovereigns over the absolute, and Kongna Mepa means Lana Mepa means nobody's better than them, nobody's above them. How do you, they don't report to anybody? Highest is. You could say highest, but he used a different word. He used, there is no one above them. Is there like any English word that definitely conveys that?
Unsurpassed.
You could say unsurpassed, but it really doesn't give the...
That's almost a Dharma cliche.
Yeah, I know.
Everything's unsurpassed.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say ultimate, yeah. Ultimate, so... I like ultimate. It kind of goes with absolute ultimate, you know, over the over the realm of the Dharma. Listeners and self-made Buddhas can take control over the realm, can assume control over the realm.
Or gain authority.
Over the realm.
Suggests unsurpassed.
I like the they call it assonance of absolute and ultimate. But anyway, can assume control of the realm through their word. Okay. Well, now we're on ka. What do we do? I'll blow it up. You can see it better.
The authority of the conqueror's wisdom.
Well, let me see. The conquerors are absolute and ultimate sovereigns over the realm of the Dharma. Listeners and self-made Buddhas can assume control over the realm through the conqueror's ka. But we gotta reflect the ka. Is it even possible in English? You see, this at this point you get kind of, you know.
Power of the word.
Power of their word. Did you say that? I like it. Would you feel bad if we said word or command? Is it like too obvious?
Word or command, did you say?
Because there
are
grammatically referring to.
Yeah, there is.
Is there to, okay. To the power of
the conquerors.
I like it. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. You did a good job. I like what you guys did on that. Then it doesn't mean the word. You see, when you make word plural, it becomes blah blah. The word. It's like decree. It's like decree. But then you miss the word thing. You see what I mean? By the way, where do you think ka came from in ancient? I mean, there was this guy. He was really cool. He's German. He's a mountain climber. He was in Tibet doing Mount Everest when World War II broke out. So there was Harrier, but there are other people. I think it might have been, it was Heinrich Harrier and his friend. 7 years in Tibet. But the beginning of that story is that they got detained by the British and put into a concentration camp in India, which was just like Diamond Mountain, you know, there wasn't anything there. Where are they going to go, you know? And no, there was no big fence or anything. So like, he had a list of Tibetan verbs. That's all he had with him. So he sat down for like 3 years and just looked at this list. And then he came up with this really obscure system of how the verbs came from ancient words. And it's correct. It's really interesting. So where do you think ga might come from as a noun? Yeah, mouth. Ka. See? Ka is aspirated. Mouth. Noun. Ka. But if you ga, you mouth it. And so you make a verb from the noun. You ga from a ka. You see what I mean? And then he saw all these things because he didn't have anything else to do for it. We did that in 3-year retreat too. Okay. Yeah. It could be, but I think it's a little heavy after the capital C and the conqueror, so I think we'll just let it go. Yeah, okay. I'm going to stick this up here. Let's read the second part from where the cursor is. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Sangye chom den de nam la. To a wangbo she je ba yin de she. Okay. Those of you who know Tibetan, what's this S here? Yeah, therefore. It makes a connection between the two sentences. And you, in English, you put it at the beginning of the next sentence. Therefore. Okay. What's a sangye? Buddha. Chamdende. Conquer. You heard this story of Pelma in the back of the car and in Flagstaff. We're keeping silence for a month, right? And she's memorizing the Heart Sutra, and then she just blurts out, Chamdende! We're like, yeah. And it means Bhagavan, right? Bhagavan, the conqueror. Namla, Tube Wangbo. Three times tonight. Four is the lucky. Muneshwara. Good. Okay. She. Quote. Jupa Yimbeche. That's why we call them. That's why we call Chumden Des Tupe Wangbo. Okay. All right. Why? Why do we call them the lords of the able ones? Yeah, they're the sovereign. And then the plain old schmuck able ones, who are just arhats, they only get their power through the word of the conqueror. You see what I mean? Get it? All right? Cool. All right. Therefore, now it becomes really evident that, and I don't know how you want to handle this, but all along he hasn't been saying Nyenrang Da Chomba. He's just been saying Nyenrangs. Okay? Where really all this talk about listeners and self-made Buddhists is almost exclusively about arhats. You know, those who have reached their goal, really. You see, that's what it means here, right? He's not just talking here about normal listeners and self-made Buddhists. Why? Are they able ones? No, why not? They haven't abandoned their mental fiction obstacles. To put it in his language tonight. They haven't abandoned their, you know, mental fiction obstacles. So, you know, will our readers get it? Maybe. Do we have to say arhats or something? I don't know. Will they know that an arhat is a person who has abandoned mental fiction obstacles? They probably know that much. They'll figure it out, right? you'll explain it to them. That's what teachers are for. Okay.
Didn't we generally define that in the previous paragraph?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll be able to follow it. There's a lot of stuff like that in the Chidin where they don't explain stuff to you. They expect you to go home and figure it out. And that's the style of the book, and I don't know if we should correct the style of the book. You see what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Who's our audience? Our audience is a fairly sophisticated Dharma audience. You know, we're not doing a double day book. Really. You know, okay. One, two, three. Day in day, rang dale, de la kona mepe, chuki wang chu, pun sun sopa, nga we. Say nga.
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 Nga. What's nga? Me. Nga. Five or? Rangatanga. Say sangatanga. Before. Rangatanga. Drum. Langatanga. Five. Maunga anga. To possess sovereignty. Four high tones with totally different meanings. And one low tone, na, me. Okay? You'll remember. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I guess I have to go up here. Paragraph? Indentation. Is it here? Do I have to do this? Oh, I got reinstalled. Yeah, okay. By the way, it's a great job. I mean, Ted and Andrew were up for hours, many, many hours, and they got us new hard disks. So we have, like, enough room to put all the old ACIP data on it. And then today we just blew it out. Like, we finished all the off files today. So it's like, you know, now we can finish the work, you know. So it's totally worth it. Okay. And this is true because as the other comment states, now, he uses almost exactly the same language as Kirutamadagya does. So we should cop the language. That's just a principle of translation. Okay, so we should go up here and just, like, redo it. What did we say? They are absolute sovereigns. He didn't say ultimate. Over... Oh, I'm sorry, he did say ultimate. Why does he keep quoting Master Chandrakirti to justify himself? Yeah, I mean, he's doing all these cheers, right? Which is Rigpe Drupa, proving things with logic. But he can also do Agama. Right? He can also do Lungi Drupa. He can also prove things with scriptural authority. And in the debate ground, you can do both. Foreigners tend to be weak on the Agama. Why? They don't memorize anything. You know, so like when I was in the monastery, we're always like, prove it with reasoning, please. You know, because you didn't take the time to memorize all these things. Okay, so, but it's good to memorize if you can. Oftentimes you can memorize like three crucial phrases before... 5 minutes before you walk into the debate ground, and that's enough to get you by. And they actually stick in your head. Years later, they'll pop up in your head. That's the whole point. It's like quizzes that you do just before. That's why I always come late to class when there's quizzes, because it doubles people's study time if I'm 5 minutes late. Okay. That's it, Norman. So, oh, no, no, no. I think that's it. Yeah. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Nyente dang rang sang ye dang chang ju sem pa nam pe kyang wang chu dham pa Pum sum so pa ni dham Nyente la so pa nam la Deke nga gyurwe. There's a lot of problems with this quotation, so I wanted to go... let's go look for it, okay? Oh, that's another thing I need, Mr. Ted, when you have free moment and you have copious free time. I can only get up one gopher at a time now. Like only the one that launches with the Windows comes up now.
Where were you watching it from before?
I would have like two or three up at a time from here. Watch. okay. Sorry. Okay. From startup. I usually launch it from startup, or I click it on the desktop, but it just doesn't. Nothing happens. It just goes into oblivion. Okay. Sing it. You can?
I can't.
Okay. I just like to have two or three up at a time sometimes. Well, what's going on here? Okay, hang on. Give me some words to search for. What's the principle of what I choose to search for? Something unusual. Because I don't want to search for and. You know, in 200,000 pages of text. Okay, so what's kind of unusual here? Like sovereignty is kind of unusual. This one's really unusual. It's deke. They rule through the word is pretty unusual. I'll put in two strings all the time. Why? Yeah, line breaks. This doesn't search across line breaks. We wrote another program that did, but it died. Actually, yeah, and there's another problem. What's that? Why should I put in like two or three pieces of the quotation? So far, every quotation has been wrong. So, you know, don't waste your time. Just type in a couple of the parts, and then one of them will hit probably. Okay. We'll say Wangchu Dampa. Okay, here we go. Oops. Where am I going to look? Sumbum Kangyur Tengyur. Who said this quotation? Where's it from? It's from the auto commentary. So it's Tengyur. Okay, wake up there. All right, I know it's hot. I know it's exciting. What section of the Tengyur? Uma. Okay, good. Just save yourself time. This is not the auto commentary, so we're just going to keep going. This is the auto commentary. Isn't it, Phil? 3862? I don't remember. Anyway, it looks right, right? Let's just compare it. We finished the Dela Gona Mepi Chuki Wang Chu, Princess Opa Nga Wei, Nian Tu Dang, Lang San Ge Dang. Where are we? Chang Jub Sem Pa. Okay, not Bei. Oops. There we go. So we can correct this one. Then, where were we? Nam is plural, okay? What's number without the sa? Type or form. And number with the sa means plural. Totally different words, okay? And they misspelled it, which is, like, how can you translate that? Like, it's making the difference between T-W-O and T-O-O. You see? And you're like, I don't get it. How come there's two apples, T-O-O apples, you know? And is it too much apple? Or, you know, and they just misspelled it. It's T-W-O. And then how can you translate that? You see what I mean? So it's really good to have a database. You should support John Brady. Okay. No, you could never do it. You'd just be hopeless without it. How could you translate it, you know? Oops. Not big count. Let's just check the rest of it. I don't think there's any problems, but... Kyang wang chu dampa pun sum sopa ni dang nian tu na sopa nam. Whoa. La, he added la. That makes more sense without it. Deke na gyur wa yechir. Okay. The rest I can live with. The rest we can figure it out. Okay, what folio are we on? 220A. Okay. I'm just going to make a note down at the end. This is going to end down here. Okay. Was it 3862, right? Okay. Now this is kind of weird. I mean, I'll translate it. Then you help me. Logically, I'm not quite sure about this. Sorry. Oh, I'm gonna leave it. It doesn't change the meaning that much. It's not worth making a note about, really. Oh, I get it. Now I get it. Okay. For they do so by virtue of the word of the conquerors. Is that okay?
Is it single or plural word?
We've been using single because it's so impressive, you know. It's the word of the king. The words of the king is a different feeling, right? The word, right? It's possessive plural. It's plural possessive. Yeah. 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 Okay, comfortable? You all right? Nod. Okay, here we go. Say again? We had a thing at the diamond business. There was this camera on us 24 hours a day. Like every moment you're in the diamond business, you're covered by 2-3 cameras. Nobody's watching. But we didn't know that. And so we got this piece of paper and we put a photo of a diamond sonar on it. And we cut out the arm and we put it on a spring so it would go like this. And then we glued it up in front of the camera and he's like this all day. Like, you know, picking up diamonds and nobody noticed. Okay. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Sangye chonden de nam la tupe wangbo she cha o she sumbe. Tishima, you want to try one? Forget the second she sumbe too. Just try. This is the therefore that you carry across to the next sentence. Therefore, we sheja.
We call the Lord of the Able Ones.
Yeah.
To
the conquerors. Therefore, we call the. Then you switch it in English syntax. Therefore, we call Chomden Deis Tupe Wangbos. Okay? Got it? Therefore, we call conquerors, quote, Lords of the Able Ones. Got it? And we were supposed to indent this, right? This is still a quotation. Where are we? The people at home think I'm torturing one of the students. What was it? 228? I think at some point when you're doing a long translation, you just start saying AC or something for auto commentary, and you know. We'll start that at some point. Hello, Bill. Where are you? Nope. Okay. He refuses to do a bracelet. Okay. All right. Have it your way.
It's because we didn't have Wiley Word.
Wait, then have what?
You have Wiley Word on, it looks like.
Oh. Do I? And, is that what I'm doing wrong? Where is it?
If you go to Tools.
Tools.
And then I'll do a little down arrow.
Okay.
And Templates and Add-ins.
Say again?
Templates and Add-ins.
Whoa. Okay.
And then
How do I do that? Just like.
Oops.
Cool. How'd you figure that out? Did it say okay?
Yeah.
Now it'll do it? Wow. How would I?
I wonder how long it took me.
Quit showing off. Oh, that's cool. Aha. I think I tip you one more. Okay. Oh. Hang on one sec. Okay, yeah. That's a good point. And this is why we call... That was Master Chandrakirti, actually. I don't know why. You could debate it in the background. Maybe he wants to emphasize that, you know, the enlightened ones we call that. Okay. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Changsam le chumba rig be kyan du nunghi ya du be. Okay, good. Chung ka du chen.
Birth.
Holy, take your holy birth. What's chung ka du chen? Dalai Lama's birthday. Okay. What's sul mean? Yeah, wait. So as far as how they chung, okay, that's the first three words. Yang, you don't have to worry about right here. Chansam is Chanchu Simba. Bodhisattva. Le chung. Yeah, they're born from Bodhisattvas. Who's they? Or more specifically, the able ones? The lords of the able ones. Yeah. Chumba Yente. Why? The fact that they are Changsam Le Tumba, you can droop. You can prove it with Rigpa and with Lung. Good. Okay? So, you got the sentence, right? Now, as for how they take birth, they're born from Bodhisattvas. And you can prove that through both logic and scripture. Okay? Those of you who are learning, you know, if your Tibetan's that good, you'd say Rigpa Gyangdu, Nunki Yangdu. Say it with me. Ready? Rigpa Gyangdu, Nunki Yangdu. And it means both blah and blah. You say by blah blah yang, blah blah yang, and gyang is just a substitute for yang. So it's like Rigpa Gyangdu, Nunki Yangdu, like that. You'd say it like that. It's proved both by scripture, by logic. And by scripture. You see, I mean, in English. In Tibetan, you have to say, da-da-da-da-yang, da-da-da-da-yang. Okay, you say also twice in Tibetan. Okay? Okay, here we go. Okay? In Tibetan, you repeat the whole thing. You say, now, as for how they take their holy birth, they take it from Bodhisattvas. They take their holy birth from Bodhisattvas, and that can be established. And there's in English, you wouldn't do that. You see, so in certain... In certain kinds of repetitions, you don't have to repeat them in English. It would be less accurate, I say, to repeat it. It would be confusing to an English reader. You see what I mean? So I assert that it would be less accurate to follow the literal wording than to just supply what an English person would supply. You see what I mean? So think about that sometime. It kind of drives the hyperprotectors crazy, but that's all right. They're used to ambiguity, right? Right, Eric? Okay, here we go. I'm just going to say, here's how we prove it. Okay? I'm going to have to worry about that. I like this one. You'll like this. You should do this in the debate ground tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Well, some people don't like Seicher, so they're
okay. We'll debate at Seicher if we can. One, two, three. Ka chi tu pe wang bo chang sem le tum ba ma yin ba. Da 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 yin be chi. So ka chi is coming up and saying da 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 because da 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 da. Actually, you don't know if he's going up or down. You don't know if he's being sarcastic yet. Let's see what he says first. And then you'll know whether to go up or down in, with your voice. Okay? Let's keep going. One, two, three. Chance to be humble, to be. Who? Alistair, you want to try? Kartik. Mayin. I'll help you with the word order, syntax. Mayin. Yeah, it's not the case that Tupe Wangbos are Trumba from Changsen. Okay, got it? Say it, just say it as a sentence now. Yeah, it's not true that, basically it's not true that Buddhists come from Bodhisattvas. Okay? Because Changsen's Trung from to be one. Okay? Good argument? Not bad. We do disagree with the mind-only self-perception thing, right? A mother can't give birth to herself. Right? Yeah, a child can't give birth to her mother. Okay? So here we go. Is there a Sarah somewhere down here? There we go. There's a Sarah. So now we can supply a verb for this kachi. What? Suppose someone, makes the following claim. He's already defeated, right? It's not really fair. We already relegated him to a claim. Okay. Right. Oh, so we go up or down? I think up, because does he believe it or he doesn't believe it himself? Yeah, he believes it. It can't be that Buddhists come from Bodhisattvas, because Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas. Okay, it can't be. So we would go in Tibetan, you go up. So let's do it together. Ready? Ka chi tu be ong bo chan sem le tum ba ma yin ba te. Chansem to be one more to me. Okay, like how could you say that? It's like that in English, you know. Your voice goes up. You know, how could you say that? You know, like my imba how? You know, it can't be. You know, okay. Anyway, no, sorry. He believes it. It can't be that thing. All right. Where am I? I'll do this better later. Okay? Cool? This is cool. You'll like this one. Let's do it together. Is he going to go up? He's like saying, it is so the case. He's like, So he's going to go up or down. Dead Tao or dead Tao? Dead Tao. He's still on his roll. He's still, but it is, it must be because he's still going. Okay. One, two, three. Dead Tao. Tu bei wang bu pei cheng gi lang de bu dan che pa teni nyam su lang ba de la teni chan sen chung be de la gyal we se she je pei chi. Sarah's like, if you say claim, you make the stupid claim. That's us coming in, right? He finished with that. And then we're like, Serena. Okay? Okay. This is a tricky one. Well, let's do it. Let's do it. We're still in his, we're still in his kachik. By the way, kachik can also mean what he said. Just so you know. Like in the monastery, they'll say, do you believe his kachik? Do you buy that kachik? Meaning, do you buy that statement? You see what I mean? So you should know that, you know. What's the kachik here? Oh, kachik came and said that. Okay, got it? It's not, it becomes a word for his argument and not a name for him. Okay, what's the kachik here? Oh, he's some guy saying that if bodhisattvas are born from, what? Buddha can't be born from bodhisattvas because bodhisattvas are born from Buddhas. Okay. This is cool. Watch this. Okay. Is that right?
Should you put them into practice?
You're right. Good. Okay. Everybody knows they're called Jinaputra, right? They're called children of the victors. So it must be that bodhisattvas are born from Buddhas and not Buddhas from bodhisattvas. You know, you don't call Buddhas bodhisattva children. Children of the bodhisattvas. You see what I mean? You call bodhisattvas children of the Buddhas. Right? Not bad argument. Okay. Yeah, what's our answer? Now, this is a little tricky. The reason you see, this word ten up here would be, they get teachings, okay? And he has something nyen, which could be construed as listen under certain circumstances, in very weird circumstances. So I'm just going to see. First, let's look up nyen and see if it ever is a verb. This is what I would personally do if I was going to work on this. Not found in the dictionary, the Great Tibetan Dictionary. Okay, as a verb. Not found in. Nyen means to hear, low tone, without the BS, balsa. But sorry. But so is that some verb I don't know about, like super hearing verb or bisnyen, you know, something like that? Is it? So then we look in the Great Dictionary of Tibetan Language. This is like the greatest dictionary ever written, thousands and thousands of pages. It doesn't occur once in there. Okay? That's one clue. No, it's still possible. There's stuff that's not in that dictionary. It's a modern dictionary, you know, it has some problems. But what else? What else could we do to confirm the reading? Can we go to the Kangyur or Tengyur? Who's talking here? Where does this come from? Some guys come up to complain. I tell you the truth, he's just Kedupdenmakdage's creation. Okay? He's an imaginary, maybe it's some guy he met in the debate ground last week, you know. You don't know. Maybe it comes from some other scripture, but mostly it's just his own, he's creating opponents now for us to knock down and thereby learn more. Which is a lot more fun than having somebody just list the truth for you. This whole process of having somebody come up and make either stupid arguments or increasingly sophisticated arguments is like the brilliant achievement of the monastic textbooks. It's like brilliant. It's a lot more fun to have. You don't find out the correct view until you've heard 20 guys come and give you a slightly defective one. And then it's much more effective for learning. It's like Socratic dialogue. You know, it's like you talk, you're listening to people fight with each other, and then you learn from that. And then young monks in the monastery, they get that when the older monks come, and they'll come in the monastery, they'll come into the debate ground and say something slightly wrong, just to see if the younger monk can prove them wrong. And sometimes the older monk will prevail, and everybody goes home thinking the wrong idea, you see. And then he'll come the next night and say, you know, remember that thing I said last night? Well, it's wrong. And you should have proved me wrong, and here's how you should have done it. You see what I mean? Or sometimes they let them beat them, and then they're, oh, you're so smart, you know, you got me. You know, and then they, you know, the young guy goes home all, you know, I got him, you know. And they feel better. Everyone feels good, you know. So we have another resource that we haven't been using much because we didn't have to. Do you remember? You don't have to go to the database per se. Yeah, which doesn't make a lot of sense. It is a verb. It's a possible verb. Let's go to the scan. Right? Oh, sorry. Sumbun? Uma? Uma Chidun? Okay. Now this is a little tricky. This takes a long time. This is why John Brady is inputting this stuff and not scanning it. Although it's very nice to have the scans. And here it's the old way. You just have to. There's the Drelpa Kachik. Somebody says Kachik in the commentary. We'd finished that, but we're not much further on, right? Sangye Chomde Denam La Tibi Wamashi. That's why they're called fully enlightened Buddhists. Let's blow it up a bit for you. You can also go blind with these scan things. Where do you do that? This one, right? Okay. Oh, did we? Was it? Okay. I'm not sure we're on the same edition. You see, that's a problem. I think we probably are. Rancho de Tembe. Yeah, there we go. No, sorry. No. Here it is right here. It's off the screen halfway. Here we go. Right here. Okay. Above the plus sign in the bottom. You see it? Can you see it? I'll get up on top of the screen. Hang on. It's right here. Above the magnifying glass. Okay. It's Bestan. It's B-S-T-A-N. Okay, got it? See here? This is. Can you see it? No.
It's hard to see.
Click it again.
Oh, okay. Where to go? It's right here. Got it? See it? Okay. So that's another choice you have if you have like 20 years to translate the text. You can go. You know, it would have taken you an hour to find the right line and stuff. You see? So, or whatever. So, but that's an option. Do you notice something about this text? Is it a carving? It's handwritten. Okay. They wrote the first text out at Sarame in the refugee camp in Baksa with cow's urine and charcoal on handmade paper. Garbage, you know, thrown out bags and stuff like that. And so there were a lot of mistakes. No, we don't have a carving of the I don't have a carving of the Umachinam. All we have is this handwritten record. Okay. So I don't think so. I think they had another version or I don't know. Some things they wrote from memory. But this is too much, I think. But we still don't have, I don't personally have access yet to a carving, which would be nice. Okay, here we go. So it's Bastan, and we feel comfortable to change it. And that's why John's work is so important. And you should really, every chance you get to plug it or raise him some money, you should do it. Because otherwise we just won't have these things, you know. We just won't have them, okay. If this didn't exist in the world, it would be like a really stupid world. Okay. Okay, let's go together. 1, 2, 3. Cha se ra ni la chu tum be gyal wa ga shi le chung be gyal we se she je pa den me kya. Changsen? Bodhisattvas? Rang? Themselves. Rang Yiling's to themselves. To them. Chittambe Gyawa. Gyawa? Victor. Buddha. Chittamba. Hutumba the Chu. Who teach the Dharma. Gashik means a couple. It's like Gachik. Okay, in that quotation we had. A couple. Or some number. Okay. Le Tung. Okay. Bodhisattvas are born. Bodhisattvas do take their holy birth from some number of Buddhas who teach them the Dharma. Okay, Bodhisattvas do take their birth from some number. He's saying it could be more than one, right? Of Buddhas who teach them the Dharma. Therefore, we call them Gyawase. Jinaputra, we call them children of the victors. Demba. It's true. Mu means I admit. It's like this, you're going like this. Mu. You know, like, mu, demba. I admit. But you know what's coming next. Right, it's like, I totally agree. You know, I totally agree. They're called children of the victors because they are taught the Dharma by some number of Buddhists, and they're born as bodhisattvas from that. Totally correct. Then what comes next? Gyang. Then he's like, Gyang. You ever seen Geshe Thubten Rinchen? He's like, Gyang. You know, and he's like, then it's like, Gyang. But, okay, alright. I think I'm going to cover the true with the of course, okay? I just have to admit that. I'm sorry. What's next? But, okay, now in English you'd put the but on the next sentence, right? Okay, so let's do this one. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Tu be oang bo chang sem le tumba mingyao te. Say mingyao.
Mingyao.
This is a prenasal, the owl before the ga is ngyao. And if there's what we call an open vowel before it, it's much stronger. Like, what's that famous monastery? Ganden. There's no N in Ganden. It's just this open vowel ga, followed by a prenasal nden. So it comes out Ganden. And then foreigners are always spelling it with an N, you know, in the Tibetan. Okay, so this is the same thing. Mingyal. Just get used to it. It's really a nga. Mingyal. 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 Okay. What's menda? Do you know? Me-da. Me-nda. Is a gun. Why?
Fire.
Fire. Arrow. Or fire spear. Okay? Me, da, is a menda, is a gun. Okay? So those are some of the cases where you get a heavy prenasal. And it's good to know. If you go around saying Miguel, they just won't get it. They say, what? Huh? You say, Miguel. I'm going to, Miguel, don't ride a horse. You know, Miguel means to ride a horse or something, or a saddle or something like that. A man rode a horse? What are you trying to tell me? You know, you got to, it's not like I'm not doing the prenasal stuff because I'm anal. It's because if you don't say it right, they're just like, man rode a horse? What do you mean? He said, Mingel means what? Gelwa mendu. No gelwa. There's no contradiction. Okay? Okay. Is that right? Okay, I admit. I mean, bodhisattvas are born from Buddhas. But that's not to say that Buddhas can't be born from bodhisattvas. There's no contradiction there. Okay? You right? So can we say that Lord Buddha was born from Dzogchenpa?
No.
Why not? Dzogchenpa was born from Lord Buddha, and there's no contradiction. You just said there's no contradiction. Don't you believe what you just said?
You said a couple
of Buddhas. Huh? Yeah, you did say that. You said it's no contradiction to say as well that Lords of the Buddhas are born from Bodhisattvas. So Lord Buddha was born from Dzogchenpa because Dzogchenpa was born from Lord Buddha. There's no contradiction. You just said Mingyal. You just said Mingyal. That's a teacher. Don't give me teacher. Teacher says, who said that? You said that. You said Mingyal. Ah, good. Kamachim. Which is to say what? I did say Mingyal, but that don't mean that Dzogchenpa was born. I'm sorry, that Lord Buddha was born from Dzogchenpa. Okay? He said it. Good answer. Kamachim. Okay. You'll like this, and this will be the last thing we'll do. Say, well, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. Randang gyu chik du kyur pe chan ju sem be nian len da. Randang gyu ta te tu kyur pe chan sim ga shi ki ten ji che ke che pa na ten chun be. There's an idiom here that you have to learn. Okay, randang gyuchik to gyupa. Say randang gyuchik to gyupa. Randang gyuchik to gyupa. And you have to learn that. Okay, you won't find it in any dictionary. Okay, randang gyuchik to gyupa means which is one mental continuum with himself. Okay, randang means with himself. Gyuchik means one mental continuum. Meaning, he himself in a former life. Okay, is he born from that bodhisattva? Rangdang gyuchik to gyupe chansam le atum. Atum means, is he born? Atum. You say, I before anything, you know. Rangdang gyuchik to gyupe chansam le atum. Was he born from a bodhisattva who was himself in his past life? Nod or shake your head. Either one. Good. Okay. Yeah, he's true. Yeah, true. I true. Then tell me the difference between a Nirlingi Gyu and a Lenji Chekin. This is old story. You've had this 1,000 times. What's a Nirlingi Gyu? Yeah, the stuff that turns into the thing. What's the Nirlingi Gyu for a vase? The clay, right? Then what's the Hanjik Chekyam for a vase? Yeah, the potter, the wheel, the guy who paid for the pot. Okay, these are all contributing factors. Okay, so Nyerlenki Gyu is the thing that turned into. And then there's Atlantic Chaikyan, which is a contributing, like you could almost say a contributing external factor in a way. So do Buddhas have Nirlingikyu of a Bodhisattva?
Yes.
Yeah. Like Lord Buddha gained bodhicitta in the hell realms. You know the story, right? Like he was, long story. Anyway, he got bodhicitta in the hell realms. And then, which leads to a whole nother argument. You know, like, do you want a body of leisure and fortune so you can get bodhicitta? Or would it be better to be in a hell realm? You see? Because isn't that the way Lord Buddha did it? But anyway, that's another debate. So, but are there any Lenjik Chaikya bodhisattvas? For a Buddha. Are there any bodhisattvas who are Lenjik Chaikyans for a Buddha? So Lord Buddha in 212,000 previous great kalpas never had a bodhisattva teach him, right? So obviously they have plenty of Chaikyan bodhisattvas, which are not Rang Dang Gyujik Dugupa, right? Which are not himself in his past life as a bodhisattva, right? So that's what he's saying here, and this is true because they take their holy birth. Now, this is so long, you might want to split it. You see what I mean? From two kinds of bodhisattvas. You see, it doesn't say that technically, but...
But bodhisattvas, you have to include a slice of only if you're on the bird of Buddhas.
Right, he's going to say that. That's next week. That's Friday. Okay. You can be Friday. You can come in on Friday. From the material cause. I just say the bodhisattva they used to be. I don't give this, you know, who is concomitant mental continuum with themselves, you know. Come on. It's just the bodhisattva that they used to be. All right? That's all. Factor? He says, Gyutade, that's the opposite of Rangdang Gyuchi to Gyupa. How do you want to express it? If you can give me the answer, you can go home. You see, who are set, literally, it's separate mind streams. You could say that. Who are different from themselves or other than themselves?
Other.
That's nice. Yeah, I think so. I think you got to say the other than themselves, because otherwise he would have said Shin. And whenever you make a choice in translation two ways. One is a positive reason. This fits the thing. One is a negative reason. It excludes possible misreadings. You see what I mean? Like that. So you have to balance both. Okay, cool.
Is this a mind-only argument?
I don't know. I don't know. I always get confused like that. What do you guys feel? It's an English thing. It's an English thing that uses.
If you say themselves, you're sort of talking about the one mind stream. If you say themselves, you're sort of talking about the incarnations, it seems.
It's just an English oddity. It's a weird thing about English. It's a weird thing about English. Oh, yeah, I think it's okay because we got this day here. I think it's okay so we got this day. But in general, you're right. Sometimes I sit there and stare at a sentence and wonder if I should change it from themselves to themselves.
We also have the day because of the gender thing, right?
Yeah. So it's, Yeah, I hate this, you know, like he or her or she or him. Or they should make one pronoun now. If they're going to do it, which they, it's done, but they should just like him or herm or something like that, you know. Anyway. you could try to introduce. Oh, that's... It might... Stuff like that happens, unfortunately. Okay. All right, Winnie, thank you for doing it. And I think you got a lot of ammunition for a debate this week, right? So go over those arguments, and I want to hear some really convoluted arguments. No, I mean, they will go for 4 or 5 hours. Two guys will go out for 4 or 5 hours, just in circles. You know, like, also, Buddhas are both, you know, yeah, no, they're both, no, but you said, and then they'll be all done, they'll get it figured out, and then somebody will start again. The same thing. And you're just like, no, I mean, we finished that, you know. And young debaters can go take this one for like 4 or 5 hours. Because there's no real conclusion, right, if you keep twisting it. So anyway, try to do that. It's really good for your Tibetan. Okay.
Duki Joshi Metotam Rira Minshi Ninde Gempadi Sangye Shindu Mingde Uwagi Roku Nanda Shinma Jupasho Inam Guru Anamanala Kamiya
Okay, cool. Please see emptiness. Tomorrow. No. Ask the boss. Can we announce something about Sai Chi before people leave? I don't know. Well, either way, there'll be one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was some conflict between some of you debating outside. People thought it might be
a We'll have Sai Chi tomorrow here at 7 o'clock. And then there was a question about debate, but in the monastery they consider it a blessing if the debate interrupts a meeting. You know, like we had our board meetings of the monastery up on top of the temple over the debate ground. When it was in the courtyard of the temple, we didn't have enough money to buy a debate ground. So we, and you couldn't hear anything in the board meeting. You're like, what'd you say? And it's all like, ah, you know, it's like 30 feet above the debate ground, you know, directly above the debate ground. But they don't consider it, it's considered a blessing. Because you hear some guy say, you know, that's all you hear. And you're like, oh, yeah, he must be debating the Bodhisattva thing, you know. And it, subconsciously, you get it stuck into your head. And they say you should scream in the debate ground because spirits hear it. You know, like the louder you are, the more, like obviously the more other monks will hear it, which is a blessing for their mind stream. But also all kinds of spirits in the desert, all kinds of people who used to live here, all kinds of animals. You know, they'll just get some kind of, you know, bhaktak hit on the head. And then, you know, 30 lifetimes from now, they'll hear Rang Dengchit Gyurpa and they'll say, oh, you know, sounds good to me somehow, you know. And you see, you've heard Rang Dengchit Gyurpa like 10 billion times. And now you're here and it appeals to you because somebody screamed in the debate like 30 lifetimes ago. Otherwise you wouldn't understand it. Even if I explained it, you wouldn't understand it. You've heard it over and over. So be loud. There's many reasons to be loud in the debate. Okay? All right.